Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work. Find me online at krausmusic.com, that's KRAUSSMUSIC.com, or on Facebook at John Krause Music. And remember, as the late great Billy Shakespeare once said, if music be the food of love, play on.
Live from the clock and read my mind.
Hey, this is Steve Coughlin from Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause. We are loyal listeners and proud sponsors of the Paige Roberts Show. Check it out.
There. This is Tammany Dove inviting you to the 2019 International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards Show to be held in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday, August the 3rd. This event will be open to the public and features some of the most talented singer-songwriters from all over the world. Join us for this red carpet event and after party. Find out more and reserve your ticket at www.issasongwriters.com. Hope to see you there.
Hey y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
Ooh.
Grow weak, that's when you
all your life. Love never returns. So your heart continues to burn. Your heart then surrenders as your knees grow weak.
Welcome to the Paige Roberts Show. It is Wednesday, April the 10th, 2019. Let me see what kind of announcements I got. No show tomorrow night. We'll be back here Friday evening with Steve Coughlin and Probable Cause. That is Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause. We've been sharing the links out there. But, now June the 9th. We'll be back at Vegas Studios doing a live show with Christy Isbell. She's a Nashville recording artist coming in from Alabama. So, that'll be at Vegas. The show usually starts at 3:30 or approximately thereof, right? And then in July, I have another live show with Parkville, Georgia, Jody DeMarco. So, just be watching out there, and we'll keep you posted on it. But you'll have to have liked the Vegas Studio Facebook page, so that is where it will be live at, from that Facebook. So we had quite a few listening in last time. We appreciate it. We appreciate everybody is out there sharing our music and listening to our music and sharing our posts. We appreciate it. Let's give out our guest line number, 646-668-8941. You can call in and listen, or you can call in and talk. I know we have a few on the line, so we'll get with you here in a little bit, so hang tight. So without further ado, let's bring on my featured artist for tonight is singer-songwriter Gary Nelson. How are you doing? And welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you, Paige. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on tonight.
You're welcome. Say all that under one breath, right?
Yes.
I don't know if I stopped in between there, did I? I don't think I did. But anyway, I know we are booked up for April, and May is almost booked up, so that's a good thing. And we are also independent label as well, so and we have new people coming on that label. We appreciate that too. So usually how I start things off, Gary, is I usually get my feature artist, which is you. And I'll usually get you to tell our listeners about yourself. You can go back however far you like and work your way into your music. So I'm going to hand it over to you.
Well, very good, Paige. Again, I do appreciate being on tonight. For all you folks out there, those of you who do not know me, my name is Gary Nelson. I am a singer-songwriter, and I'm originally from the Chicago area suburbs. Right now, I live in a small town called Bella Vista, Arkansas. But I grew up in the Chicago area. I played music in the Chicago area. Started out as a very, very young man. And started out as a lead guitar player and played in a teenage band. And we had some pretty good success for five young teenage boys. We took second place at McCormick Place at a special competition, won a record contract, did some traveling, did TV, did some really nice tours down south and some universities, played television quite a few times, did the big dance party out of Memphis back in those days. And that went on until I was in my late teens, and I wanted to be a singer. So I told my, I was married at the age of 19, and I told my wife, I said, well, I want to start singing. I want to focus on that, because I was a lead guitar player for almost 10 years. And so I started singing at the age of 19 and continued on singing. But I did start writing songs when I was a teenager, and I continued to write songs over the years. And I have a catalog of probably 150 to 175 unpublished songs, which do not include any of the songs that I've released over the past, you know, 4 or 5 years. And I came to Arkansas, and during my work life, I came to Arkansas. And at that point, I wanted to get back into music. And so I started a band up down here in the Arkansas area called Rockin' Roads Band. And I am the lead vocalist and lead guitar player. And we play some of my music. And we play a lot of classic rock. We play pretty much anything anybody wants to hear. And so we have a good time. We play pretty much all the time. So it's very enjoyable at this age.
Awesome, right? Just taking it easy and playing your songs and playing gigs and, yeah, right?
Yeah, I continue to write as I'm playing in the band. And that's where Continues to Burn, you played my song Continues to Burn just before. And these are songs that I've written over the past, you know, 4 or 5 years. And I do my own recording too, Paige. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. But I have a home studio. And since I play multiple instruments, I do play drums, guitars. If it's got strings on it, I'll play it, bass guitar. Play some keyboards, and then, of course, my wife, she does some occasional keyboards on my songs. But pretty much everything you hear is me. All those vocals, all those harmonies, all of that is me. There's no harmonizers in there. There's no electronic software creating anything. I do all that myself, and I really enjoy it. And that's what I do during the day when I'm preparing for my shows on the weekend.
I tell you, that takes talent, and I know it probably takes a while, too, to put all that stuff together when you're doing even just a single, right?
Yes, it does. It usually takes me probably, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks to do a recording, get all the recording, the tracks the way I want them, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it usually takes, you know, a couple of weeks of mixing it and getting the right mix that I want. You know, then I master it myself after that, you know. So the whole process sometimes takes about 6 to 8 weeks. There are exceptions where, you know, I've done some where there's, you know, they're faster, you know. Love and Kind was a song that I did pretty quick. I think I did that about 3 or 4 weeks. Continues to Burn was one that took me over a month. So it is time consuming, but this is what I love to do. And so I do it every day, and I enjoy doing it.
And, you know, people out there, you know, they just don't know what all it takes to put into mastering and put into putting together albums and even songs, for that matter. You know, I mean, it's not just sitting there writing. I mean, it is, but, you know, it takes a bit to put into it.
Well, you need to understand, first of all, you need to understand the technology that you're dealing with. So if you're dealing with digital music, which I am, you need to understand that technology. And also you need to understand how recordings work and how they're layered. And so since I was a singer for, you know, for so many years, I can sing all different types of harmony parts, so I'm able to do multiple parts. It's very easy for me to do because I've done it for so many years. And so I like to create things. So, you know, there's a lot of musicians out there who are very, very good on their instrument, and they can play their instrument very well, and they can copy other music. But the thing you need to do is you need to be able to create music. You need to be able to create new lead guitar parts, create rhythms, create melodies and things of that sort. So it is very time consuming, and you have to have some kind of knowledge of how music is put together.
I was watching another, he calls himself instrumentalist too. If y'all don't know Ed Roman, he's Canadian musician Ed Roman. And he had, I know we had talked about this a while back, but he had put together like, it was like three and even probably more. He probably had like five videos together, each one of them doing something separate. One was singing, one was playing the guitar, one was playing the keyboard, one was playing the drums, and it was all playing together. I was like,
right.
He had said what the software was before, but I can't remember what it was, but I'm like, but the way he's putting it together, it's funny. Some of the stuff he does is funny.
Well, you know, when I finally get done with a song, I could end up with 35, 45, 50 tracks. I mean, that's how many tracks I could end up with, because I do double parts here, double parts there. I double up on the guitars. I double up on the kicks and the snares and the tom-toms. Wherever I feel that I need them, I double up on stuff. So every musical part that I have has a track, and that way I can control it. You know, that way when the mix comes out, it sounds as of one music or one sound, you know. And so it's important to make sure that you have the ability to put those tracks together. And, you know, I'm not fantastic about it. I mean, great at it, but I do a good job on it. I put the stuff together. But there's plenty of people out there, engineer-wise, that are a lot better than I am at it.
Well, now that you said that, and I know it hasn't crossed my mind on that yet, but in looking at his videos, I didn't really think of about how long it might have took him to put that together or anything like that. But now I do, because there's no telling how long it took him to put that together.
Yeah, it does take some time, you know. And the thing is that, you know, when you record your parts initially, sometimes they don't come out the right way, so you end up doing a recording, you know, three or four or five, maybe even 10 times, depending on what you're looking for. So it becomes very consuming. I know I started my studio page at 9 a.m. each morning, and the next thing I know, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, which is cocktail time for me. Just want to let that out there, okay? You know, 4 o'clock comes around pretty darn quick, and that means I was in my studio all day working on tracks.
Yep, well, and that's the same way with me with radio. So sometimes I have to go in and edit stuff and put things together like that too. So people don't really realize what we do on, you know, beforehand.
Right, it can be very, very time consuming.
It is. Now, I know my manager, Ruth Allen Finley, says she does a lot of stuff too. I sure am grateful because she's the one that puts in the music and has it ready for me to go. We make a great team. But, she does all the write-ups and the bios and the music and getting the music together. So we appreciate it. All right, anytime you get some help like that.
Well, she's a very nice lady. I talked to her several times, you know, through the computer. So she's a very nice lady and a very hard worker. And it's great to have an asset like that on your team.
It is. Well, she just kind of happened my way. And I just kind of told her, I said, well, you can come and work for me. Of course, we don't get paid for what we do, you know, right? But
right. Mm-hmm.
A majority of us doesn't. If you're out there making a living at singing and doing what you love, then that's awesome if you can do that.
If you can make a living at what you enjoy, it's fantastic. I know I've often asked my wife to be my assistant, and she told me don't hold my breath. So
she obviously knows what it takes to fit in.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
But I tell you what, taking calls and getting the emails and things like that, and then having to keep up with them. So, yeah, wow. So, but like I said beforehand, I'm like, I don't know what I did. I guess I did it all myself, but I was normally on Tuesday nights, but we have ventured out into all week long for the most part. I know Easter is coming up, and we'll probably slow down around then, and the rest of it's booked up, so we go in spurts too. I'm sure you do too.
Well, that's kind of like us. We're kind of slow in the wintertime with our band, and then when spring comes, we play pretty much every single weekend, and so summer's here now, and so we'll be busy all the way through probably September or October, you know, and then it kind of slows down through, you know, through November, December, and January, February, March, you know. But we're busy all the time in the summertime doing festivals, doing outside shows, and, of course, you know, all the inside clubs that we play.
Right. Well, how far out do you go? Do you travel out when you do gigs, or have you?
We did up until this year. This last year was our last year. I've decided not to do any long hauls anymore. But we were doing 1,000 miles, 1,200 miles very easily. But I've decided that we did it for the last 5 years, and so I've decided I'm gonna pass on it and focus on the gigs that we can get around the area that where we live. Because there's plenty, and so we have focused on those so that we can stay busy the whole year long.
Right, and plenty to do around there, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, there's a lot of places to play. This is Northwest Arkansas University is in Fayetteville, just south of me. So it's down Dixon Street in Fayetteville. There's a lot of clubs, a lot of places you can play. So.
Yeah, anytime you got a college town, that's like where I'm at. Athens, Georgia. I'm in dog country, right? So, yeah.
Absolutely.
If you can't find anywhere to play around here, I don't know what to say about that. But
might as well throw the towel in, huh?
That's it. But I tell you what, now, booking is something else, especially if you're sitting there waiting on somebody to get back with you. I hate booking.
Yeah, the thing is that we actually over the past 4 years grew our fan base pretty good down here, and that helped out a lot. So we actually have people calling us for special events and things of that sort, and so it's much easier than it was in the very beginning when I started the band in 2013. Before we go any further, I need to make sure I mention my drummer, Phil Kilmer, who's down here in Arkansas, my bass player, Mark McCaig, and my keyboard player, who is my wife, Peggy Nelson. These are the folks that I play with, and, we play just about every weekend, and our band's called Rockin' Roads.
Awesome. And thank you, Phil, just shared our links and stuff. So thank you for sharing our posts. We appreciate that. Do we have them on the line? Probably one of these phone numbers. more than likely. Let's see. Why don't we play another song, and then we'll come back. Maybe we'll take a caller when we come back.
Sure.
You talked about that first song, so let's see what I have on here for you. I'm
sure it's a good one.
I know it is. If you know that Gary Nelson, I'm sure it's a great one. what about American
Heartbeat.
Yep.
American
you
Heartbeat.
You want to talk about
it? I wrote that song about the way America has kind of gone, and I felt that we kind of lost sight of our history and, you know, what we fought for freedom and such. And that's what inspired me with that song. And I got a lot of good reception on that song from all over the world, which I'm surprised, because I figured it would just stay focused on the United States. But I got a lot of positive feedback from all over the world on that song, because it really pertains to any country or any location, you know, where they're struggling. And and America has the best people in the world. So, and of course, we know that, and I wanted to make that point about American people.
Awesome, and not let us take it for granted anyway, too.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah. Well, let's play this, and we'll come right back. You want to hold on the line?
I'm here for you, dear.
All right. Well, we'll play this, and we'll come back, and then we'll answer one of our callers. Here we go.
American Heartbeat.
Just look what has happened in our schools to children. No Pledge of Allegiance, no U.S. history. This nation free, all the warriors gave.
You are listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network. We are broadcasting live off of Blog Talk Radio. Our guest line number is 646-668-8941. Let's give a shout out. Bill Kranz, he is WAAK 947 FM, host of the Black Dog Morning Show. He is back with us. I know he was having some problems with his Facebook pages, and that's where he does a lot of his work. I know Pat Callahan is probably out there listening, so we'll give a shout out to him as well. Let's think who else. I think that's about all I got. You got anybody you want to give a shout out to, Gary?
Yeah, I did already, but I'll do it again. I want to give a shout out to my friends that I play music with, Phil Kilmer, Mark McCaig, Peggy Nelson, guitar players that I played with for many, many years, Norm Jones, Bruce Waters, Doug Akers, Dave Richardson, Tom Gilbertson. These are all people that I played with, over many, 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 many years, all excellent musicians. They're not all playing today, but most of them are, and I just want to say hello to everyone.
Awesome. Well, now, do we want to take a caller? Let's see who we have on the line. Let's see.
Take somebody with a question.
Right. Hey, who do I have on the line with me? Do you have a question, Gary? Can you hear me? They don't want to talk. It's area code 479. You're on the air.
Well, I scared them off.
I guess so, right? Well, they can listen. That's fine. Let's see who's next. 815, that'll probably be one of yours, but let's see.
Yep.
Area code 815, listener, you're on the line. Do you have a question for Gary or anything you want to say? Nobody's wanting to talk tonight, Gary.
Oh, my gosh. I'm scaring them off.
All right. You're doing such a fantastic job, I guess. Well, y'all can ask a question now. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. I don't think we're that intimidating. It's easy. Let's see who's next. Caller 847 area code, you're on the line. Do you have anything you would like to say or ask Gary a question?
Hi, Dad.
Finally.
I knew I'd get my child to call me. Well, she's not a child anymore.
Right. But at least
how you doing?
Said,
how you doing, Jeannie?
I'm okay. It's really nice interview. So are you working on anything new lately?
I'm sorry, say that again, dear.
Are you working on any new songs lately?
Yes, I am. I have about 50 projects in the works in different stages. And I actually just released a song today. It's not on iTunes and Spotify yet, but I just released it just to test the waters and see what people thought about it. I have a lot of songs getting ready to drop pretty soon here, and looking forward to new music. I love new music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so do I. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Awesome. That's another thing. I do ask people if they if that's what they do, do they test the waters or put it out there for people to hear beforehand?
Yeah, I normally don't do that, Paige, but this song here was a special song that I wrote. I actually wrote this song, and I actually had a guy that was going to sing it. And then my mom passed away about 3 weeks ago, and I was listening to the song, and I felt that I wanted to do it myself. I wanted to go ahead and do it myself for her. And so I released it today just to see what people think about it. But normally I don't. Normally I finish a song and I throw it out there. It can sink and swim on its own. I always say that.
Well, that's good. Now, are you working on just singles, or are you doing LP, or what do we call them nowadays, albums or CDs?
Yeah, I call them a CD. I just released "Disguise in Your Eyes." It's got 10 songs on it. So I just did that about 5 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago, and I'm going to make a physical CD out of that. I'm going to sell that at my shows when I play gigs. But I also can sell it online if somebody wants to buy it. But most people they like the digital stuff, you know, for their playlist. My next thing is going to be is I'm going to release probably 2, 3, 4 singles, one right after another, pretty fast.
Well, you have enough of them now. Do you intend on putting any more of your songs that you said you are out there?
Yeah, I like I said, I've got 50 projects going right now of my own songs. I have about 175 songs that I could do, but I have 50 in different stages. Some of them have all the music done, just waiting for some vocals. I have 10 songs waiting right now for me just to sing them and get that part finished. And then I have about another, you know, 35 or 40 that. You know, need some more, you know, accessory music on it, you know, like violins and keyboards. Because I play keyboards and all when you listen to my music page, every instrument that you hear on there, I play with my hands. So it's either on a keyboard, a synthesizer. I play those notes. I do all the notes. I play those drums with my hands. The guitars, I play all the guitar parts. Everything you hear, I'm physically doing. So nothing is taped or anything like that. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty quick here. I would say within the next 60 days, there's going to be a lot of songs being released.
Awesome. Like I said, that's talent. I have tried, even with my own self, putting together, I'm piano, right? So,
yeah.
But I haven't got... And that was my first few times that I've done that, so I haven't really gotten into trying all that. So,
well, you know, I got a buddy that lives up there in Crystal Lake. His name is Sticky, and this guy he cuts out a song every 5 days. I bet you he's got 2,000 songs that he drops out there all the time, you know. And then you got guys like JC out of Kentucky and Brad Gray out of California. You know, we're kind of a little slower what we do, you know. But that's Sticky. He kicks those songs out like they're going out of style.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder, I guess they're sitting there all the time writing and playing and singing and recording and, yeah.
Oh yeah, yep.
There are people out there that do that.
Well, you know, that's something
right?
that we love to do. Yeah, that's something mm-hmm. that we love to do. You know, if you're a songwriter or even a singer-songwriter like I am, it's just something that you love to do. I enjoy it. And it also keeps me out of my wife's hair. So, you know, I'm in my studio. So.
Awesome. Yes. Now, is there anything that you would like to do that you haven't done yet? Have you planned on... anything like that?
I have 5 songs that I wrote quite a few years ago that are very, very complicated, and I do work on those every now and then, but my goal is to try to get those finished before something happens to me, because they're very, very complicated. They're not pop songs, not top 40. More in line of, you know, back in the day, when a lot of bands had a lot of albums and had a lot of different cuts on the albums, these 5 or 10 songs are, you know, chord structure-wise, very complicated, breaks and arrangements, stuff like that. I would like to get those finished, but it's going to take a long time because they are also complicated. And I'm doing it all by myself, so that takes even longer.
I can imagine. So do we want to take another call, or I think it's the last one? Our last 2 ones. Let's see who's on the line.
All
caller 606. You're on there. Do you have anything you would like to tell Gary?
Gary knows me. I'm JC. I'd like to just say some good words for about him. He's a great guy, great musician, great producer. And if you don't believe me, just ask him.
Well, the music speaks for itself, then, huh?
It really does. He's a nice guy. I'm just kidding around with him.
Appreciate it, buddy.
I'm glad y'all decided to talk. I was beginning to wonder there, Gary.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, he didn't say hardly enough about himself. I thought I might, call and kind of say that about him.
Well, we appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the show.
Yeah. Thank you. Here lately, we've been having quite a few calling in, so that's good. That tells me that there is somebody out there listening, at least. Right.
Yeah, well, a lot of times they listen, but a lot of folks don't want to talk on the air, so.
They don't?
Yeah.
I have a big mouth, and I don't care.
Right?
I was just going to say, JC will talk anytime, so.
But at least we got you on the line, so yeah. That's cool. But, I think a lot of singer-songwriters are like that. I have had them say, well, I don't like talking about myself. I'm like, well, how are you going to promote yourself if you don't like talking about yourself?
That is very true. That is very true because there's nobody that knows you better than yourself.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well,
that's what you need. That's what you need when you start promoting stuff.
Uh-huh. But I'm like, well, and then they get on here and they start talking. It's like, I don't know, maybe we're intimidating. I mean, if I can do it, y'all, you can do it too.
That was my line, Paige.
That was your line?
That was my line, yeah.
If y'all want to hear something, go out there and find my very first episode. We didn't even have the Paige Roberts Show back then, but we finally got that and we're here now, but if you want to hear something, go and find Intercom Radio's very first show. We need a bloopers.
We're going to check that out.
Yeah. Trying to find all the buttons and gadgets and the board over here that's got all my callers on it and the music. I'm like, where is everything? But...
It is.
Here we are about 5 years later, so we finally got it together. So now that I've gotten used to this network and we're trying to move over, I have Spreaker. It's called Spreaker.com, so I've been trying to move over there. I just haven't had the time to get into moving it. I said, I gotta. Right?
Yep.
It's a lot of work. And even with y'all, yeah.
Well, the thing is, the technology is so different today than it was years ago, too. So it's awesome. Technology's improved so much. So.
Yes, it has. Now, I know, I'm all the time trying to put stuff out there, because I know, too, a lot of times singer-songwriters don't know how to do things, right? And there's some neat, it is, and there's some awesome, we call it freeware out there, software, that what I use for my editing is free, and I use Audacity.
I think that's what JC uses, too.
And, it's very simple. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. It's easy to use, and it's got a lot of features in it. Free features. So
that's why JC got it.
Exactly. anything free is always good, right?
Hello? That's right. It yep. is. But now, not everything free is great. Sometimes you get
no,
what you
not
pay
everything,
for.
But audacity is. We'll just say that.
Yep, audacity is. It's a really great, we call it shareware, freeware, yeah, whatever they
yeah, yeah.
whatever they
yeah.
call it now.
Well, whenever I talk to JC, I tell him the audacity of you to bring that up. That's all I tell JC all the time.
Right? Right. But I'm telling y'all, it allows me, I'll take my MP3s from tonight and upload them into there and cut pieces out that I don't want and, yeah, edit the software. So I'm like, all right, you're able to come up with that idea.
Well, they're millionaires on the ocean somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's another one I know that my studio uses, and that's Reaper, but I haven't figured that one out yet. I said
well,
it's a little bit
Paige,
more
different. Paige, that's what well, I use.
Reaper?
I've been using Reaper since 2013. Now I did donate and get a license many, many years ago, but it's what I've been using, and I like my end result. I know features are different on all the products, but I'm used to it. I know how to use it, and I don't want to learn anything new, so I stick with it.
Well,
old dog.
When we do our live shows here at the studio, that's what my producer, that's what he uses, is Reaper.
Yeah, yeah. You probably missed out on what JC was saying. He was talking about me being an old dog, not learning new tricks. So.
Oh, man.
Hey, I was nice for the first part of the show. Now, come on now.
I know.
Now, do you do your recording on your end?
Who, me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I use a Tascam 008 track studio, and then I put it on Audacity. And mm-hmm. Audacity's got a way of changing your files over to MP3, and that's what most radio stations
yeah.
want.
Yeah,
and
I'm always
really,
still...
when I really need help, I call Gary.
Right. Well, when y'all are putting something together, well, I guess that helps out, too. You just send them to him.
Yeah, but he's busy with his own stuff. He tries to squeeze me in from time to time, and that's okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, we actually collaborated, Paige, we actually collaborated on one song. JC released it about a month ago called Tammy's Song. Very, very good song, especially. I don't know who that producer was, but he was great. But anyway.
He's an old guy, whoever he was.
So. I bet we can get him to do a few things. What do you think?
Absolutely.
You might know how I might get in touch with him. Right. But it's nice. It's nice knowing people like that. I'm telling you, I have people out there, and it's nice to be able to go to somebody and ask them things like that. So,
I ask him so many questions, he calls me Grasshopper most of the time.
I can envision y'all sitting together around and playing.
It takes us about 10 minutes to get serious because the first 10 minutes we start talking, we're kind of getting around with one another, and finally we get serious and start talking.
I bet y'all do. Now, do you, let's see, what do I have left for you? I have The Skies in Your Eyes. You want to talk about that song?
Well, I'm going to tell you, The Skies in Your Eyes. I wrote this melody. I wrote the melody in 2017. And it actually is one of those songs where I had a difficult time getting the harmonies to blend. I had all the singing done, and every time I would play back the mix, I didn't like the way the harmonies were. And it was one of those where I have so many parts in this song that there was a lot of frequency clashing and stuff like that. So I had a friend of mine out in California, Robbie Spencer, who is a great gentleman, great friend of mine. He actually mastered that song for me because I was having problems with the frequency clashings. But the song itself is, again, about either a man or a woman.
Can you hear him still?
Who's cheating on him, so. Yeah.
Right.
So,
what?
Did you fix the part of the sound?
I'm
sorry. Did you fix the part of the sound?
I hear in the background. That's cool.
I know, but
hey, JC, on your phone, JC.
Hey.
They're getting rowdy out there.
You're still talking.
I know, but will I still have that when they get through?
When you still have it when you get through?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
There. They didn't know they were on the air, right?
I'm going to tell you something. I recognize that woman's voice.
You did. That wasn't a mission.
Yes,
was
I did. And I'm not going to say who it was.
She didn't know she was on the air either, I wouldn't think. So.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't. And actually, she played the keyboards on this song, Disguised in Rise.
Well, that just gave it away, Jerry.
Yeah, she told me, she said, you know, why don't you write some songs that are happy and quit writing songs about people cheating all the time? I said, I just write them as they come, dear.
Right. Well, and some songs didn't have to be about you. They can be about other things, right?
Yes, they can. Yeah. I write the story, and I like to let people get involved in the story, and if it affects them, it does. You know, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, but I like a good story.
That's it. Now, when you go and do gigs and things like that, do you bring your own songs out there too?
Yeah, we do about four of my songs on stage. We actually do "Continues to Burn," and we do a song. You're a big boy now, and we also do "Made of Love." There's another one I do. I can't think off the top of my head, but we actually do four of my songs. So, and we'd like to do "Disguised in Your Eyes."
Let's see, what other one did I have? Did I have any more? Let's see. I've got no other. I think that's the last one I have of yours.
I've got no other?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good song, too. Most of mine, they're all good.
Right? Of course they are. Well, it's good that you say that, because, you know, a lot of times, I know singer-songwriters are their worst critics, right?
Gary's not.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's why it takes me so long to mix a song, Paige, because I'm my own worst critic. It has to be, in my mind and my ear, it has to be almost perfect. So, and it's very hard to have anything that's perfect. So.
That's true. You know, I'm the same way. Even telling somebody if they mess up, they're like, what if I mess up? Well, I just keep on going. I have played in concert piano and things like that, too. I said, the audience don't know that you messed up.
Yep, that's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I have slowed down, and just if I mess up, I just found a place on music, and I go with it. And I'm like, I messed up. Did you hear it? I'm like, they're like, no.
No, they don't know because
you got to play through it.
Because if it's an original song, you never know when you're going to change it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. That's kind of neat. Now, do you when I usually play the piano, I try to think if I'm more afraid of a smaller audience than I am a larger. You know, I'm more I like the larger audience than I do the smaller audience. I know people don't.
Right. The audience that I'm afraid of is the no audience, the zero audience.
No audience.
I've been playing so long since I was a kid. I was on stage almost my entire life, so I'll play to anybody as long as somebody's listening. So I like them big, I like them small, either way.
Well,
as long as they clap for me when I get done.
All right. Well, my thing is, if I don't know anybody, but you know, being strangers, I would think that would be better off than it is when you had somebody there that knew you.
Right.
Right.
Well, usually I can find the right song to get somebody's attention. You know, I have about 150 or 160 song catalog in the band, and we can come up with just about anything.
Awesome. Now you said you do covers as well.
Yes. Yeah. We do classic rock. We go all the way up into the 90s. You know, we do some Journey, we do some Bad Company, we do some Van Halen, we do some, we do a little bit of everybody.
Awesome.
Beatles, Rolling Stones, Elvis Presley, Dion and the Belmonts. I do Roy Orbison.
Wow.
That was a
great
job. I do a whole lot of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I got some cover songs out there, Paige. Yeah, if you ever want to listen to some cover songs, I have a lot of them out there on YouTube from the band, you know, and they're pretty good.
I like cover songs, and I like cover songs especially if somebody takes it and puts their spin on it.
Yeah.
You know?
You have to.
Yeah.
And I have found a song out there before where somebody has totally taken the words in the music and put their own music and words to it. I'm like, okay.
Well, that sounded like a waste of an original song, doesn't it?
Yeah. You got to make it sound a little bit right.
Right? Well, you know, if you were a tribute band, maybe. Right?
Well, a tribute band, I guess you'd have to sound exactly like them, but if you're doing a cover, you have to put your own spin on it, but it can't sound too much different or nobody know what it is, right?
That's true, too. I forget what song it was, but, I mean, it totally changed the tune of the song. But, yeah, that's me, too.
I try to replicate what the original song was to my best ability. You know, but you're always, you know, when you play songs for as long as I have, you're always kind of maneuvering them into kind of a little bit different, you know, but they're still recognizable. Mm-hmm.
You make them your own
songs. Absolutely.
Right. But yeah, if you were a tribute band, I would think that you would play them exactly like that song that they wrote. I mean, that they sung. But that would be what I would be expecting, you know, even as somebody else that's doing an original.
Right.
I guess I'm that particular. Well, we'll be interested to see what your next CD is going to be. Maybe we can, hey, y'all, when I move over to my new network, I'll have the ability to put together a more better. Because right now I don't have a show that I play just music, right? I'm just a stage Roberts. But we might get to where we play music too. So might as well.
I'll make sure you get my next release.
Awesome, yes. Now when I play more than one, like in a set on this network, I have to go in Audacity, and I have to plug in all of mine, and this only, I think you can only put in like six songs to make like, what, 30 minutes to an hour.
Right.
To be able to put it in one MP3 on Blog Talk Radio. That's out of here.
Yeah.
But it did do diligence for what it was worth all that through these years that I've been doing radio. So, yeah. But it's all good. But I know we're coming down to like a few minutes. Listen, now, do you have anything that you would like to tell your audience before we head on out of here?
Yes, I would. I would just like to remind everybody that you can come out and catch me at www.garrettgarynelson.com. That's my music page. You can reach me on Facebook at facebook.com/James Gary Nelson. And Gary is spelled G-E-A-R-Y. And my songs are all on the digital platforms. They're on Pandora, Spotify. They're on everywhere. So, you know, it always helps if you reach out and ask and request any of the songs. I do appreciate it. And stop by my music pages and Facebook and say hello. I really, really enjoy getting comments and feedbacks on, you know, on the songs on my music pages. So, and I also want to thank all those folks who do play my songs and request my songs. We actually have 3 songs on the Rock Charts this week page. So I was very, very thrilled about that. Had a lot of requests, and they made it on the chart this week, so I really appreciate that. So I want to thank everybody who supports my music. So thank you so much, folks.
Yeah, that's something else to get your music on radio.
Yep.
Yep, that's my next thing, and learning how to do all that. So, yeah, we're working on that.
I've had my stuff on the radio stations for the last 4 years, so I do get a lot of play, so I really appreciate that from all the stations.
Yeah. Why don't we go out with your last 2 songs? JC, you have anything else you want to say before we close it out of here?
I just enjoyed the show. Gary, I guess I'll talk to you later, and I'll get off here and
$5.
Bucks, I hear you, brother. I tried to say everything you told me to say. I hope I done all right. No, but I'll get off here, and I'll listen to the rest of the show off the phone here. You all have a good evening.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank y'all for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, Paige.
Well, you're welcome. We will be back here Friday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause. I think that's all I got. Now, next week will be kind of slow. We got Hunter Flannery coming on.
He's
Georgia's singer songwriter, so let's head on out, and I want to thank you again for calling in, Gary. So
you're welcome.
We appreciate it. Steve Coughlin, y'all, Friday night. So let's go out with these last 2 songs. And we shall see everybody later. Thank y'all. Bye, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you again. Thank you.
I said
Hey y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.